Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
Today on the show, we have an update of what happens when you try to buy yourself a holiday gift in honor of someone else, and it's not great. We got to collectively decide when should old people stop buying new technology. We'll do a quick health update. Plus, imagine your partner came to you and was like, listen, there's one thing I want for the holidays, just one. I just need you to do this one thing for me. But what'd you do with this? We're going to talk about it today on the show.
Hi, my name's Kramer, and I am proud to admit that I am a mama's boy.
You're not just any mama's boy. You're a certified mama's boy. And this is the Certified Mama's Boy Podcast.
What's up? Yeah, today is the 12th of December. That's weird to say. It's our last show of 2023. Oh my gosh. Happy to have you here. We're a podcast based in three principles. Live, laugh, love your mom. That means we live our lives out loud. We laugh a lot. And we love my mom, my co-host, Nancy Yancey. Hi, Mom.
Hi, honey.
Well, Christmas is ruined, in case anyone's wondering. As far as I'm concerned, we can just shut down Christmas 2023. Honestly, life has been so chaotic the last couple of days. And yes, the truth is that Mercury is absolutely in retrograde starting today. And in case you don't know, I'm a big believer in Mercury in retrograde. And I forget, it always happens right before the holidays. Everything is so chaotic right now. Like everything in life, like I am extremely overwhelmed with just about every aspect of my life right now, trying to get everything pieced together. Okay, so let's talk about the holidays though, and why it's ruined. Because this time last week on the show, we talked about how I think it's okay to buy yourself Christmas gifts, right?
Yeah.
And especially if there's something that you want, you can buy it and then tell the person that is supposed to be owing you a gift that that is what they're getting you for the year, right?
Yeah.
We talked about it on the holiday, show. We talked about it on the radio show, and like literally everyone was opposed. And I'm like, well, whatever. I don't care. I still think it's an okay thing to do. Uh-huh. I stand by it. I think it's fine. Uh-huh. Y'all, like, this is like level one of chaos beginning in my life. So here I am. In case you weren't here, what happened basically was I saw this Bowser Lego set from Mario on eBay, and it's like the last big one that I want, and I was like, oh my god, they have it for $170. And I was like, I don't really want to spend $170 on it, but I'm like, wait a minute, we have our family secret Santa coming up, which is $100 max. And so what I'm going to do is I'm just going to buy it now while it's at a great deal, because typically it runs for about, I think, $270 $280, something like that. Mm-hmm. So I'm like, it's $100 savings. I'm like, what I'm going to do is I'm going to buy this, and I'm going to text our family group and say, hey, listen, I already bought my gift. So you can just whoever my secret Santa is can just Venmo me the money. It's like easy peasy, right? So then my sister, Dr. Maggie, then texts. She's like, no, that's not how it works. She's all upset, man. She's all upset. Like I've broken some kind of Christmas rule over here. And she's like, no, that's not, I'm your secret Santa. I've already got you stuff and I want to get you something else. And I'm like, I didn't ask for anything yet. Like, this is going to be what I asked for. And
you
like,
did put out something, didn't you? Didn't you put out like a Christmas Lego set or something?
No, literally that's what I put out. Oh. Like, this is what I want. I went ahead and bought it. It's a good deal.
Like, oh, okay.
So not only that, to make this even a better deal, because y'all know, like I can hustle a good deal, right? Uh-huh. So what I did was I, through one of my websites that I use to get all kind of better deals, I can get 10% cash back if I buy eBay gift cards. So if I buy $200 in eBay gift cards, because I think it's $100 at a time, and the total was like $185 or something after everything.
Yeah.
I'm like, this is perfect. I'm saving another $18. I'm getting this set down to like, all said and done, it's like $150. I'm like, this is great. I'm going to throw $50 in. I'm getting exactly what I want for the holidays. You know what? Honestly, life's been so shitty the last couple of months. I'm finally, like, things are finally going my way over here, right?
So, are they?
Exactly. Never let me think that. Never let me think things are going my way. Because the second I think things are going my way, uh-huh, it's like the universe is like, no, Steven. Like, things never go your way. You should know this, right? So the package was the whole set was supposed to get here on Saturday, right?
Uh-huh.
So Saturday, I'm like, I'm all pumped, I'm excited, I'm like, yeah, I can't wait, I can't wait. And I Saturday morning, like, and if you have an iPhone, I don't know if Android's like this, but like my iPhone is set to show me notifications from eBay, and so I get a notification, but I can't read it. It just says, hey, there's a new message from that seller. And I'm like, oh, cool. Like, maybe they're just letting me know it's coming today. Like, you know, this is going to be really exciting. Like, maybe they're going to discount it even more. Probably really good news in this message, I'm sure.
Uh-oh.
No, I literally open the message and it says, hey, we made a mistake and we accidentally shipped your set to someone else and shipped you their order.
Oh, no.
They said, don't worry, though. We're going to refund 100% of your money. No issue.
Oh.
Now.
But you didn't get your set.
Exactly. The level of disappointment that went through my body in that moment was quite high, as you can imagine, right? Mm-hmm. Like, man, what? Like, I don't even know what's coming, first off.
Right.
Like, who knows? Maybe it's a similar set. I don't know. I have no idea what's coming in the mail. But I'm like, that's a really big disappointment. Here's the worst part about this. Because I bought gift cards, I now have $200
of credit on a gift card.
In eBay credit.
Oh, God.
Like, why is my life like this? Who the hell has $200 in eBay credit? What does one buy on eBay that's worth $200 even? That's like, it's like, what? Okay. So I'm like, all right, you know what, Steven? We're going to look at the positives here, right? We're just going to everyone on the podcast would say, you got to look for the positives in the situation. I'm like, you know what? Okay. Maybe, just maybe, an even better set is coming in the mail, right?
Uh-huh.
Like, maybe some like $500. Maybe it won't be the exact set, but like maybe for that $100, maybe for free now, because you got all your money back, maybe you're going to get like a really, really badass Lego set that like is like even more impressive.
Oh, that's, boy, that's, I can't wait to hear this.
So I literally, y'all, literally, I get notification that I get a package downstairs, right?
Uh-huh.
I go, because I'm like, all right, I can't, I got to go see what this is.
Right.
Y'all, I go downstairs and I bullshit you not. It is literally a 3-pack of like baseball stress balls. It probably couldn't have cost more than like $1.
But you need those. Did you use them?
Exactly. Y'all, literally in my hand was literally a box of 3 stress balls.
This Put person, one in each hand and chill.
Like, literally, this other person somehow just got a $300 Lego set for probably a dollar or whatever the hell they paid for that thing. So obviously, like, I'm pissed, right? Like, I'm beyond pissed. Because here's the thing, is this site too, is you're like, well, can they just ship you another one? Well, they're like, from what I can tell, they're like one of these places that like buys open boxed stuff and resells it.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
So they don't have, they only get what they get. Right. So
right.
I'm frantically like, this is ridiculous. And I'm like, okay. So I send them a message. I'm like, wait, hang on. Can't you just have the person, y'all pay to ship it back?
Right.
And then like, I'm sure, like, here's the thing. If somebody, and this isn't for everybody, maybe we can answer this question ourselves. If you bought one, this thing can't cost more than a dollar. If you, also, why are you buying stress balls? Okay, whatever. If you bought a stress ball.
Yes.
Off the internet.
Yes.
And then you literally got it. And it was a $300 Lego set.
Right.
Like, first off, would you be able to keep that?
I mean, I wouldn't.
Right?
No.
Like, I and listen, y'all know me. Like, I don't mind scamming every now and then, right? But I would have some level of guilt being like, this belongs to someone else.
Right.
Like,
the level This is some little kid's Christmas Correct. Present.
I'm sure this belongs to a child somewhere.
Yes.
So I would easily think, let me return. I want to make sure I can like make this right with the person. Right. Like, it doesn't seem right if I paid a dollar for my damn thing and I got literally, you know, a friggin' massive Lego set. Right.
Right.
So, so I message them and I'm like, hey, you got to go ask that person to like send it back.
Yeah.
Like, you got to ask, like, you got to, like, there's no option here. Like, I'm going to be pissed if we don't at least try to like get that Lego set and like get it back. Right. Like, there's just this will feel so wrong to me. And I said, listen, I will happily return the base. I'll ship it to them personally. Like, I'll get them their damn baseball stress balls. Like, we'll get them. They get what they want. I get what I want. Yeah, it's a little bit of work in between, but like, come on, this is crazy, right? But and I could have stopped there, right?
Uh-huh.
But y'all know, I'm the son of Jimmy Mack.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And
it's not over till it's over.
No, we always have to ask ourselves the question: what would Jimmy Mack do in this situation, right? And if you're new to our podcast, my dad, he will bend the truth in order to benefit the situation, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I literally said, listen, you don't understand. This is all my kid wants for Christmas. And I'm going through a hard time right now. Which is true. My inner child wants it.
Yes.
And I'm going through a hard time right now. Also very true.
Yes.
And there's no other way I'd be able to afford this set. So if I don't get this one, basically, Christmas is ruined for my child.
Mm.
Now, I've sent that message off.
Uh-huh.
We're recording this episode a little bit early because this week's like absolute hell week.
Mm-hmm.
So we're recording this Monday morning. I don't even think they're back. I got like an auto response. It's like, hi, we're not here right now. You can expect a message in 48 hours.
Oh, boy.
So hopefully by more Mama's Boy, I can see if my fake child was able to actually salvage.
No, it's not your fake child. It's your inner child.
It's my, thank you, mother. See, this is what I'm saying. I could literally commit a crime and like my mom would like show up and be like my wingman to like make it right. There's really like literally no stopping here. Okay. We're going to take a quick pause because I am in the radio studio right now. Jess is actually out today. And I have to make sure she left a little early. So I got to make sure that this is all, I don't get fired from my real job.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that's good. That's good. Okay. All right. So Thursday, our More Mama's Boy show, we'll have the official update of what's happening with that. And if you don't subscribe to our More Mama's Boy show, it's a Thursday edition of More Mama's Boy. And you can get that by becoming a certified fan. And if you're like, wait, I searched it and I can't find it in the podcast library, it's because it's not there. It's literally exclusively only available to certified fans. So if you're not one yet, you want to become one, you can text the word fans, F-A-N-S, to 888-Kramer-8.
Join the fun.
Yeah, join over there. And a bunch of perks. And honestly, when I get my ass out of this concussed state that I'm in, even more stuff coming in 2024.
Which is right around the corner.
Right around the corner, which is nuts. But anyway, sorry, really quick, going back to the Lego set. I'm like bummed.
Yeah.
Like, why is my life like this?
I don't know, honey. I swear, if it can happen, seems like it's going to happen to you. What can I say? But I am, you know, in the big scheme of things, this is not the end of the world.
It literally Saturday, it like ruined my whole Saturday.
Because you
like,
let
even
it.
If I'm thinking about, it's been 48 hours and I'm still just over here just like, that gosh dang set. Like, it's okay. It's all right.
Let
update
it go.
On that Thursday. Let it go. I want to know, first of all, I know I'm not going to let it go. You know I'm not going to let it go?
Yes,
I can't let it go.
Let it go.
I'll be calling the president of this company. I'll be calling eBay. I'll be calling Joe Biden. Like, I feel wronged.
Oh,
now I got a $200 eBay credit I got to use.
Oh, well, I can help you with that.
I just don't want to buy. Okay. Can we collectively agree? And I don't care how old you are. Can we collectively agree that there should be an age cutoff
for
old people and new technology? And listen, I'm even saying this for myself. I know there's probably going to come a day where I'm going to need to probably say, all right, like I can't quite understand these. I mean, it's how I already feel like when I log in on like a TikTok or whatever, and I'm like, I don't know what's happening. Even this new iPhone, you know, I got the 15 after mine got stolen, and I'm like, there's so many things here I don't understand. And I'm like, I kind of miss the old days, you know? Mm-hmm. My parents, I don't know why in the world y'all thought you could figure this out. But please explain to our friends the technological advancements that you are trying to add to the Yancey household right now.
So I thought it would be a good idea to change out our thermostats because it's really annoying because they click when they come on and they're probably original to the house.
You change them because they click?
Yes. They make this noise. And it's not so bad where we are because the thermostat is outside our room. But upstairs, the thermostat is in the room where Brian and Aunt stay. And you can't have it on at night because it's just like at your house. When it clicks on, it wakes you up, right? So you
Hang on. Uh-huh. When it clicks, it wakes you up.
Wakes me up.
Yeah. It doesn't wake me up. Right. No, it does not.
Okay. Well, because you have a sound machine going.
Every time my mom comes, though, we have to make sure that it runs either none or all.
That's right.
So
either fan on or fan off.
You're telling me even like the clicking noise, even like that little, like it's just like that is bad for you?
Yes.
Okay.
And it's bad for Brian. So anyway, we said, well, okay, let's upgrade. And Amazon had a good price on a Google Nest. So I ordered three of them, right? We have four thermostats, but I just went with three.
Yeah.
Okay, because the one in the basement doesn't really matter because you won't stay down there, nor will anyone else. So anyway, we got it. And while I was away in Knoxville, Jim called his buddy Bruce on Saturday, and they were going to put it in because Bruce has put one in his house that's not this same one, but another one, right?
Okay.
While I came home, they had been working literally for 5 hours trying to get this thing done. And I looked at Jim, and he looked like he was fried. They were trying to get on the app, and it just was not working out. And so I came in and calmly sat down and got the app, and Bruce walked me through how to, you know, connect the QR code on the thermostat, yada, yada, yada. I got the app. Okay, can't do anything with it, right? So we all got frustrated. The heat did come on, though. So we said, okay, let's leave well enough alone. It's okay that it's not hooked up to the Wi-Fi. No big deal. So Bruce finally went home. We had dinner and we left it alone. And then later that night, we tried it again, and lo and behold, it connected. I said, oh, this is great. It was on my app. So I invited Jim to join my app. He did. I set it for automatic controls, right? Come on at a certain time. Well, sure. Jim woke up this morning and said, oh, well, I don't need it to come on at 7. I need to get up at 6. So I'm just going to override it. I don't know. It was after 6. I'm just going to override it. Fine. No, not fine. We could not override it. We looked on our apps. We're both on the app. We can't figure out how to clear the schedule. It says it will come on at 8:30. Well, 8:30 came and went. It's still 64 degrees in our house. No heat. It finally came on at 9:00. We don't know how. We don't know why. We're just leaving it alone. And we have two more that are probably going back to Amazon, honestly.
Long story short, my parents thought it'd be a good idea to add these Nest. Mm-hmm. They're called Google Home now. They used to be called Nest. Thermometers. Right. Like, did not one of y'all stop and think, like, this is probably going to be above our, like, our
No, because on all the reviews, what does it say? Easy to install, 30 minutes or less.
I'm going to tell you, like, literally, I had one of those in my San Diego house,
yes.
And it took so long It literally took so long to get that thing. It probably took me at least 3 or 4 phone calls and maybe a couple of days to like get everything like figured out and like scheduled.
Oh, you got someone on the phone. Lucky you.
Yeah, I don't know if they still do that. I don't know if they still have it or not. But apparently, like back in the day, you could like call them and they would like kind of walk you through. But even that, it was like,
oh, I found a number. But guess what? It's user busy.
What?
User busy. Every time I called it.
Terrible.
User busy.
Like, okay, so can we just agree that there probably should be an age cutoff for this kind of stuff?
Well, I'm sure your dad would agree with that right now, for sure.
Yeah. So like what do you think that age should be then? Like when do we feel like you've probably hit an age where you should not try to learn new technology?
Well, here's my thing. I mean, it seems really cool to have that, right? You can control it when you're away and yada, yada, yada. It doesn't make any noise.
You guys are never away.
We will be. We'll be going to Knoxville.
Kind of, but like not for extended periods of time. Well, like you're away for a weekend. Dad will be still be at the house for a lot of time. So
yeah,
like
that's true. But
it's not like you guys are going to be world travelers all of a sudden.
You know, my thing with technology is there's always someone you can call for help. Well, I don't know. Maybe not this time.
Yeah.
And maybe it's because Mercury's in retrograde that it's acting so cray-cray.
I'm telling you, give it till a few more weeks after the holidays. Oh. We're perfectly fine.
No, Jim Yancey's not going to tolerate it that long.
So what do you think the age cutoff should be for technology? I think I feel pretty comfortable saying 70.
Well, that I should have cut off last year.
Exactly.
Jim, 5 years ago. What?
Yeah. I feel very comfortable saying that part.
Well, you need to keep learning new things.
And that's fine. If you want to pick up something that's like timeless, like, you know, crocheting or something, that's fine.
No.
But trying to learn how to install a digital thermostat in your house at age 75 and 70, like it's just not, it doesn't sound like this is almost like technology is going to be the new scamming system, right? Like at some point I'm going to have to interfere and be like, listen, like no more new technology now.
you're going to let us buy anything.
I'm already shocked nobody's called me about this. Like that's usually what happens first.
Well,
I'm the same thing that I I'll tell myself, which is I don't know how to use any of that stuff.
I know. I asked you about it on Saturday. Remember?
But
you were like, oh God, why did you try to do that?
Yeah.
What were you thinking? Like I had that in San Diego. It's terrible.
70 feels comfortable. Where like maybe I think 60, you're like in the danger zone. Right. Of like user, it's going to be like your mileage may vary kind of thing. Right. But I think we all need to collectively say, you know, that this is, we're all collectively not going to get any kind of new technology over the age of 70 and at least not expect us to be able to understand it. Right.
Well, I'm not sure that we understand it. I'm sure that we don't understand it.
We're still dealing with the printer too, I'm sure.
Oh no, we've got the printer working. It works great.
Is it working?
Yes.
Today? How about yesterday? Was it working yesterday?
Yes.
What about tomorrow?
I don't know.
My parents thought it was a good idea to get a Wi-Fi printer. And I'm like, that is so complex.
We love it. We can print from our bedroom off our phone. So awesome. I'll be sitting here in the library and all of a sudden the printer will come on. It'll be something Jim's printing. I'm like, wow, that's so cool.
That's something.
See?
All right.
You'll get left behind.
No one has a home printer. You guys are the only two people that have a home printer anymore, I think.
Oh. Well,
I don't think anyone actually my generation all learned that like we're tired of paying $60 for ink cartridges. And so we just print things at work. At least I do.
No, HP Smart, $4.99 a month. They'll replace your cartridges since it's Wi-Fi, they can tell when it's low.
That's still $60, $70 a year.
That's right. But that's like the cost of one cartridge.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, no. We have to have a printer. We are definitely old school. We have to print stuff.
Does anyone our age have a home printer that you actually still use? I'm pretty sure that everyone in our generation just prints stuff at work, right? Like, now, maybe if I didn't go to work, that'd be different. But like, I have two options. I either, because here's the thing. I print things like once every quarter. So by the time that I even get around to printing, the ink was dried up. So I'm like, this is
jeez.
Like, I'm not gonna keep doing this. Like, I'm just wasting money every time, you know? So I think that most of our generation kind of feels the same way.
Mm-hmm.
If you're a millennial or a Gen Z, like, y'all don't have printers anymore, do you? I think they only sell them to people that are, you know.
So see, we're cool. We have a Wi-Fi printer.
by age alone. okay, let's get to our quote for today, Mom.
Okay. It's from Thich Nhat Hanh. Letting go gives us freedom. And freedom is the only condition for happiness. If, in our heart, we still cling to anything, anger, anxiety, or possessions, we cannot be free. That's what I was just saying to you. Let it go. You are clinging to a possession. Let it go.
I'm going to be upset. Like, that literally like ruined my Christmas. Now I've got to deal with Dr. Maggie's nonsense that she's going to give me, which will be, you know, a beanie cap and and this is not a Dr. Maggie dig, but this is like anytime anyone goes rogue, let's be honest, for the holidays, like you're never as excited versus like what you really want. Has anyone ever gotten a gift that somebody went rogue on and you were like, wow, that actually was better than what I actually wanted in the first place? You know? I'm really glad that you read my mind because I didn't even realize how bad I wanted this, you know, this crock pot. Like, I needed this, you know, what? I have no idea. Obviously, I'm not even supposed to know who my Secret Santa is, but since, you know, my sister just can't keep a secret.
You may not know as much as you think you know. You just settle down.
But I...
Christmas is not here yet.
No, she literally texts me about once a week and she's like, what size pants are you? Or like, what size shoes are you? We're like, what size of this do you need? And I'm like, I don't need any of that. I just want my Lego set. That's all I want for Christmas. It's fine.
Well, now you have it for your 40th birthday. Now you have a $200.
I don't have it, period.
You have a $200 gift card for your birthday.
I that I bought myself. Awful. Yeah, listen, like.
Life is hard, honey. Just let it go. Just let it go so you can be free of the anxiety of worrying about it.
Can I tell you though, I think that's one thing we're all going to need to remember going into the holidays. Like, let me tell you this. Like I went to this vegan, like my yoga friend thing did, like a potluck, I guess. Everybody bring something.
Yeah.
For the holidays. Yeah. And I thought I would get creative.
Yeah.
And I really tried to impress my vegan friends by making Little Debbie Christmas trees.
Oh, you know what I'm talking about?
Like gluten-free, vegan. Yeah, literally. So I was like, this would be, and I had some time. The thing was on Sunday, so I was going to do it on Saturday. And I was like, okay, so let me like try to make this. I saw the recipe. It didn't look too hard, like a little harder than usual.
You have like a little Christmas tree mold and everything?
Yeah, literally got everything from the power. Well, some stuff came from Amazon.
Wow.
So literally made these things up, y'all. They were awful. They were awful.
Yeah, like, gluten-free flour. It was bad.
It tasted like, I don't even know. It was like a pancake. I don't know. It was so bad. And they looked like shit. I wish I'd taken a picture. I was so frustrated. I just couldn't even do it. So
no one will be going vegan because of your little Debbie cakes. No,
they were already vegan. So you already know there was like a ton of judgment that went into all of that.
Oh,
yeah.
Like, oh, no. How do you eat this stuff?
I know. It was awful. So I literally was just like, okay, like here's the thing is we all are going to have things over like the holidays are so insanely stressful.
Yes.
Like so insanely stressful.
Yes.
And so I think that like what we have to decide right now is we're, you know, a couple of days, depending on when you're listening to this, we're near the holidays now is like, what kind of holiday do you want to have? You know,
right.
Like there's going to be so many things in your plate between now and the new year that are going to be stressful situations. Like I'm telling you this. And I thought about Granny Yancey when I was thinking about just baking these stupid desserts. Like Granny Yancey would make some, like she'd make a lot of food, right?
Yes.
Like our generation doesn't really cook big meals anymore.
Yes.
Like our grandmas, our grandparents, even our parents generation, like y'all cook big ass meals and like they take a long time.
That's
and like
right.
A lot of work and like, it's just, it's frustrating. It's like frustrating. It's like, it doesn't go right. You know?
Right.
I mean, there's that. It's like, okay, even like the frustration of like the gift and like the Lego set and like not get, like, there's just so many things that can go wrong in the holidays.
Yes.
But I think we have to ask ourselves right now, like, what kind of holiday do you want to have? And if your answer is, I want to have a good holiday, then I think you have to tell yourself right now, okay, well, then I am going to not let anything get in the way of that.
That's right.
I'm not going to let family drama get in the way of that. Mm-mm. I'm not going to let, you know, the packages being late or not getting the right gift. Like,
nope.
We know that over the next couple of weeks, literally so many things could stress you out. So, like, I think we have to, like, collectively just say, no, like I don't, that's not the holiday I want. So I'm going to let it go.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when something crazy happens, like not get hung up on it.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, the Lego set's different.
Yeah.
Everything else we can let go.
Yeah.
But I'm going to hold on to the Lego set for at least a couple of weeks. To like figure out what to spend $200 on eBay on. Until then, I'm going to be hung up on that. But honestly, like that's the one thing we can walk away from today's podcast and say, okay, what kind of holiday do we want to have?
Mm-hmm.
And then, and by the way, happy Hanukkah to all of our Jewish listeners.
Yes, absolutely.
If you want to have a good holiday, commit to it now and then let everything else go that's going to get in the way of that. I like that one. In case you have not heard me talk about Care/of before, I think Care/of was one of our longest running sponsors, that and BetterHelp, because so many of you guys have used it over the past couple of years. And thank you for that, by the way. Friggin' love Care/of. It really made supplements so much easier. It's a subscription service that ships high quality, personalized vitamins, supplements, and powders conveniently to your door every single month. And you track how you're feeling. You notice the results and you can adjust your routine as you go. They have an app that goes with it that kind of helps you kind of stick into your routine a little bit easier as you're learning how to do it. I'm telling you, like I feel so much better when it comes to like my overall health because of supplements. And I can tell you this right now, that routine, thanks to Care/of, has been like something that like, I would say this year alone, like out of all the things I'm glad I've done, like sticking to my supplement game has been really important to me. And I'm not just saying that because it's the commercial. I really mean that. So if you're trying to feel the same way, you know, like you want to feel good, you want to feel better and like get your body right. If you're feeling sluggish, like that's one thing I realized before, you know, I would look into Care/of, and especially right now we have that 50% off offer for you. It's literally, they'll, you know, you go on there, you'll take a quick online assessment of what kind of supplements you may need. And then you choose which ones you would like based on doctor back recommendation. It's that easy. And then 50% off your first order, just go to takecareof.com, enter the code Kramer50 for 50% off your first order of Care/of. Go to takecareof.com, enter the promo code Kramer50.
Another day is here and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Okay, certified fans, don't forget, we'll see you Thursday on More Mama's Boy. If you haven't considered, you know, here's what you can do for the holiday gift for the old Crames is you can become a certified fan. Would love that. It was not quite the same as having a Lego Bowser set, but it definitely brings joy to my heart every time we have somebody new join us. If you are not a certified fan, in case you, like I said earlier, that's a bonus episode and a few extra extras for by becoming one. It's $6 a month to contribute to the show, and all that goes to the production cost. I don't think we're getting rich off this thing by any means, but you can just go in the show notes of this podcast, or you can text the word fans, F-A-N-S, to 888-Kramer-8. But yeah, we'd love that. And this is our final show for the year. This is it, a regular show. We're going to be on holiday hiatus. In case you don't remember, I usually take 2 weeks off at the end of December, and I'll be heading to Knoxville, Tennessee. Which I don't really know what to expect with Knoxville, Tennessee, if I'm being honest. Mom, what's your take on Knoxville, Tennessee?
I love it. It's very, yes, it's very small town. It's a college town. It's kind of hip and fun, and
like Athens?
All the people are nice. And
or yeah. Statesboro?
Yeah, like more like Statesboro probably.
Okay.
Than Athens. Right. It's not that big.
Well, everyone loves to visit Statesboro for the holidays. That's where I went to college, by the way. Or that's a prime destination spot. Is Statesboro, Georgia. When people holiday prime holiday locations, I think Statesboro.
You can give them a good review when you get back.
I'm excited about that. So, you know, a lot's going to be happening on the podcast. I mean, behind the scenes over the next couple of weeks. The biggest, though, being, though, that Dramaggy will most likely have her babies by the time we come back. And that's going to be crazy. So the next episode that we'll hear, unless you're a certified fan, is going to be probably where my mom is a grandma and I am an uncle of triplets. And so we'll have a lot to talk about in the new year, which is nuts. Mom, you were just there in Knoxville.
Mm-hmm.
And how do you feel like everything is looking? What's our latest baby update?
Well, as a matter of fact, she just went to the doctor this morning and she just called me while you took a break and said that all the babies are doing well. And the doc, she said, well, like, what am I doing? And the doctor said, you're just waiting. And she said, oh, okay. Well, how long do you think I should wait? And he said, well, you know, it'd be great if you could go 35, 36 weeks, which is the optimal time.
Which is when?
35 to 36 weeks. And this will be...
I mean, like, what was the date on that?
On Thursday, she'll be 32 weeks. So it would be another 3 to 4 weeks.
So in January.
Yeah.
Could so there be. Actually is a chance that we may not have
That's babies. Correct. We may not. Only the babies know at this point.
That's crazy. That's so weird and stressful. But
it's so great, though. I mean, it's so great for them.
Yeah.
You know, because the longer they're in utero, the stronger they're getting. So, you know.
I know that one of you has the answer to this. And I don't know if anybody would want to do this or not. But I think it'd be fun if we did a Dramaggy birthing pool for certified fans. Obviously, we have a lot going on right now because Secret Santa just started.
Oh, a birthing pool. Yeah.
You know, everybody throws in like a dollar or whatever. Oh. And then like the person closest to the time actually gets the pot or whatever.
Oh, okay.
I don't know if there's a virtual way to do that, but if anybody knows how to do that, I think that'd be really interesting to do because obviously now we're all kind of on the countdown.
Wait and see.
Dun-dun-dun-dun. Mm-hmm. Mom, put your prediction in. When do you think? What's the date?
I'm hoping for another 2 weeks. I hope they come in two weeks.
Put a date and a time. Let's get as close as possible.
That'll be like let's say the 21st. That's when we're getting there.
Time?
I'm saying we all get there on the 21st. Nope, 22nd, because you get in late on the 21st. 22nd. Let's say the 22nd at 11 a.m.
I was saying like 21st felt right to me.
Yeah.
If I'm using instincts alone, I'm going to say 3 p.m. on the 21st.
Okay.
Is my prediction.
Okay.
So we'll see if we actually have babies before then.
Okay.
Honestly, too, y'all, I swear to goodness, if we come back in the new year and I'm not feeling somewhat better, I think I keep moving my like I'm going to lose it date back.
Mm-hmm.
Because I, y'all... today actually is the 3 month anniversary of my assault.
Mm-hmm.
And let me tell you about this week just alone. So I have 2 physical therapy sessions. I have that really expensive eye therapy thing starts this week. So I have 2 of those sessions. I will, by the time this episode is released this morning, this Tuesday morning, I will have gotten an MRI. And I have my doctor is shipping me off to like a concussion clinic at one of the other hospitals that they kind of deal a little bit more in depth with concussions.
Mm-hmm.
And so, we're still dealing with this and it's like crazy to me. Like,
yes.
It's just crazy that we're still talking about this. We're still dealing with this. We're still having to think about this. Mm-hmm. It's like getting to a point where I'm like getting paranoid that like, I'm never going to get better, mm-hmm. you know, like, and everyone's saying I will, but like, Jesus, you know,
people
like,
also say it takes a while. So give it some time.
Yeah, but even like 3 months.
I know that's a long time when you're in it.
I don't know a lot of people that have said I've had a concussion for 3 months.
Mm. I do.
How many? I mean, I'm not saying there are.
I mean, I don't know that many people that have had a concussion, but one friend of mine said it took her almost a year to fully get over it.
So that's one person. Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
That's the only person I know that's had a concussion.
Because I talk about it so frequently, like everyone messaging me, they're like, oh, yeah, you'll feel better in like a week or 2 months or like a month or like I was fine. And it's like, I don't think anyone said 3 months yet.
Mm.
So I'm like,
not any of your therapists or doctors have said it would take.
You know,
that
I mean,
long?
This obviously is at a point now where we're just checking to see what else is going on in my brain. Like, mm-hmm. is there actually anything else going on,
right,
with my head? Because it's a long time. And now if I'm being like shipped off to like a specialist with this, it's just kind of like, man, like,
honey,
I know that.
Can you hang on a second?
Sure.
I'm going to go see why our basement is flooded.
Okay.
Okay. I'll be right back. Our hot water heater is busted.
Did it have anything to do with the thermostat?
I can't imagine how it would.
I'm telling y'all right now, listen to me. I'm telling you, like, Mercury is in retrograde like never before.
It's crazy. Like, it's so crazy.
Everybody just buckle up. I'm telling you. And tell me if crazy shit's happening to you too, because I feel like literally everybody is going to go, like, I had a couple friends on, text me on Sunday, had some crazy shit going on. It's like, it's just a lot. It's just a lot.
It's out of control. So, just out of control. Yeah.
But didn't have anything to do with this, with these nests or what, Google Home, whatever they're called.
No, why would it? What does your water heater have to do with your thermostat?
I'm just putting together A plus B. You know what I mean?
I gotcha. No, I don't think it has anything to do.
Concussion still going on, still going strong over here.
Yep.
And then so we're going to be done through the rest of the year. This will literally be our last show before the holidays. Mom, let's do the two things. Number one, how do we feel like this year is going to go? Because last year, was not great. Good. It was rough. Probably one of the worst Christmases, maybe the worst Christmas we ever had.
Yes.
My family just got into it. I vowed to secrecy, but basically something just got out of control and we just, it was really, 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 really bad. Mm-hmm. How do you think this year is going to go with all the chaos that's going to happen in the Yancey household over the next couple of weeks?
I think that it will be fine as long as we all remind ourselves to just be calm and carry on.
Let it go.
Just let it go, because we don't know what to expect. This is totally different. We're not at our house, which is where we usually are for Christmas. So we are now going to be in a townhouse in Knoxville, right down the street from Maggie and John and maybe babies. And we are just going to have to take it one day, almost 1 minute at a time.
Literally, literally.
But we have to remind ourselves to just stay calm. Just stay calm.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't know. I don't know, y'all. Like I said, I hope you're going to come back in the new year. Our next episode will be the 2nd of January? It'll be on January the 2nd.
We'll have our Thursday show, right?
Well, Thursday, right? But if you're coming back just for the regular episode, it'll be the 2nd of January is what you'll get. What do you, honestly though, in reverse, Mom, what do you think our best Christmas was?
Oh, goodness gracious.
Can you think of, like, if we had to put like one Christmas that we were like, that was the absolute best Christmas we ever had, can you think of one that pops in? Like, I'm just saying as a Yancey family, not just you or you and Dad, but like as a Yancey family, can you think of one Christmas that felt like it was, everything was just going right and everybody was happy and everything was, or just memorable in some way or the other?
I think that one of my favorite Christmases was the one that Greg came and stayed with us.
It's my cousin.
That was just fun. That was just fun to.
And I was like, how old at that point?
Have him join in. And
I was like 10-ish.
Oh, gosh. Yeah, maybe 9 or 10.
Okay. Yeah, that was a good Christmas.
That was a good one.
The only, obviously, the year I got my Nintendo was a memorable one for me. But I think only because I watched that video like 500,000 times. Like, it seemed like it was just yesterday. You know? That was fun.
That was fun.
But yeah, if you...
But I think all of our Christmases have been good until last year.
And you know, if Nancy Yancey says it's bad, like it's not good.
It was not good.
Not a good Christmas. So
it was ever such a small thing that just got so blown out of proportion. That's how it happens.
Fingers crossed that everything goes smooth in the Yancey household and that we'll be back all in one piece.
And for all of you, just remember to stay calm. Just stay calm and breathe and it will all be fine.
Your water heater may be going off. You may have concussions.
Well, I'm quite sure we need a new hot water heater, not what we planned on for Christmas. But.
I wish we could all be on the fly on the wall right now with Jimmy Mac. I'm sure he's losing his mind.
He's downstairs. He was downstairs. I mean, it's not bad. I mean, there's a puddle in the utility room. It has not gone out into the house.
But how dramatic was he about it?
Well, of course he's dramatic about it. He's like, where's the hose? Where's the hose?
Did he say it's flooded? Did he say the whole basement's flooded?
Yeah, that's what he said at first. Yeah. The basement's flooded. Get off the podcast. That's why I took a break. I was like, let me go see what it really is. Well, it's a puddle of water about maybe 30 inches in diameter. I don't know.
It's pretty big, though. It's pretty big.
And so he was hooking up the hose to the hot water heater to drain it out, and we got that done. I helped him get that done. Now it's draining. So, you know, all is calm for the moment.
Well, it's our final Ask My Mom for the year. This is a segment that we do. It's a advice segment. We do. We've been doing it every Tuesday because we've gotten a bunch of messages. I'm sorry we don't have a chance to get to yours. I know we're kind of backed up. But thank you for every single person that submitted their story this year. It's been nice to share your life on the podcast as well. So thank you. And if you're new to this, this is an advice segment where my mom reads dilemmas from people. And if you've ever got one and want to be on it, you can just go to certifiedmamasboy.com and click on contact us and send us your story. Then my mom will give you her advice. And then we'll hop in as your podcast family as well with our two cents. So what do we have for today, Mom?
Dear Mama Nancy, my husband asked me what I wanted for Christmas like he does every year. Usually, I have a nice list of easy things for him to get, and he chooses something from the list and then gets creative with other gifts around that one thing. It's awesome. He's a good gift giver when he is pointed in the right direction. This year, I gave him one thing. I want matching tattoos. But each would have a different line from the same song about how much we love each other. The song is the first dance of our wedding. We both love the song. It's our song. But he said he didn't want a matching tattoo or any tattoos. He says he hates tattoos overall, thinks they're trashy, and matching tattoos are goofy. He said his buddies would make fun of him. I told him he could get his on his ankle or lower back where nobody would see it. He still said no. This is all I want for Christmas. Am I asking for too much? You know, I think any time you're asking someone to do something to their body, it can get a little testy. I wouldn't want a tattoo. Be sort of like, well, maybe not the same thing, but I don't know. What if he asked you to get breast implants? I mean, you're altering your body some way, shape, or form.
By the way, don't do that, gentlemen. Don't ask them that.
I'm just trying to think of something that would be a permanent thing that would alter your body, right?
Yeah, I get it.
No, I wouldn't ask for that.
Yeah. I mean, that's tough, right? Like, I'm not a tattoo person. Now, some of you are, and I know that people are like Jess is a tattoo person, right?
Yes.
Loves it. And like, that's great for you, but like, I don't know how those two can like coexist. Mm-hmm. You know, I think that's something you just got to look at and be like, yeah, I like this and this is what I do. And like, I'm all about this.
Right.
But I don't think that you can,
I think it's fine for her to get her own tattoo and he could pay for it. But I don't think she should ask him to do it.
If you're a tattoo person, I feel like this is like an unfair conversation though, because if you're a tattoo person, you may feel differently.
Right. Well, clearly you would.
Like you may feel like, you know, I think that my partner should do that. Or you feel like maybe this is, you know, something special that you guys do or whatever, you know? So I could totally see that happening too, though. So no, I don't think that you can even ask for that as a gift and like it be okay to like think someone's going to do that, you know? Mm-hmm. If you want to hop in this last conversation for the year, 888-Kramer-8, we'll get you on the podcast and we always send your advice over. And, but I just don't think that we can be asking people for, you know, to be getting tattoos and stuff. So 888-Kramer-8, call us, text us, and let us know. So, all right, Mom, final words for the year.
Keep calm and carry on. And
oh, there's multiple ones.
Yeah.
Okay, that's fine. And plenty of time.
Love to all of you, especially those of you who are missing someone this year.
Yeah.
I know I talked to my sister-in-law yesterday, and, you know, this is the second year without my brother, and she's really, really struggling. And, you know, that's hard. So love and blessings to all of you who are missing someone near and dear to your heart. But cherish the memories of those who have gone before, and remember that you are making memories every day and every holiday with your family. So try to make them the best ones that you can. Yep. And that goes for all of us in the Yancey family, too.
Pass that. If you put a memo together, please, before we all get together.
That's right. Exactly. And just love and blessings to everyone this holiday.
Yes.
Yeah.
And thank you, by the way, for supporting our podcast, making us a part of your life this year. Really.
And let me just add, if you haven't joined the Certified Fans page, well, I'm just excited because I just got my email about my Secret Santa.
I know.
I'm so pumped. It's today, all of you who are participating. It is today. Your email is there. I'm so excited for mine. I can't wait to get it going. So,
so good.
Fun. Yeah. All good.
All right, Mom. Love you.
I love you forever.